Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. Episode 22, Talk to Everything. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Welcome, welcome, gorgeous today. We have a really fun topic that I love that creates so much magic for me in my life and my clients' lives. So I can't help but share this one for you. Since we're, you know, converting the brand over to Magical Living by Design, this topic is literally one of the things that will activate magic in your life so fast. And it is so much fun, but it sometimes seems a little silly or weird. And I know that when I first started doing it, I felt a little awkward because I was like, is this even working? Like, what's happening here? But it does work. It does work. And it will raise your consciousness at the same time, along with creating a lot of magic in your life. So what is this? It is talking to things. Talking to everything. Talk to the inanimate, seemingly inanimate objects. Talking to the plants. Talking to the animals. Talking to the ocean. Talk to the sky. Talk to your future projects. Talk to your business. Talk to your money. We have this tendency to just talk to people, right? And oftentimes we're talking at them, not talking with them, conversing back and forth, listening and receiving. And when we converse with people, it creates a lot more. It creates depth in our conversation. It creates understanding. It creates a relationship. It creates so much when you're actually speaking with somebody in a conversation versus talking at somebody, right? So even, you know, if we just look at when people talk at you, how does that feel? And nobody really likes that when they're not included. So if we take this concept that everything has consciousness. Everything has consciousness. Everything. Every single thing. Give me a thing that you think doesn't have consciousness. And guess what? It does. Every single creation in our reality has consciousness. Okay. And with that consciousness, it is engaged with us, especially if it's in your reality, right? It's engaged with you in somehow. So your refrigerator is engaged with you. It has a job. It has a job of keeping things cold, right? Your bed has a job. It's a comfy and warm place to sleep at night, right? Your clothes are engaged with you because they have a job. The job is to keep you clothed and probably other jobs like make you look good, right? Your car is engaged with you. It has a job. Your car takes you places, right? Moves your body. Your body has consciousness. Your body and even the organs of your body have separate consciousnesses. And if you want to dive even deeper, each cell has its own consciousness. And we all know, those of us who have pets, our pets have consciousness too, right? That's sort of an obvious one. But when we engage as if we are all on the same level, on the same playing field in consciousness, then we can create the magic. So how do we do this? So first of all, you just got to get everything has consciousness, everything. Your logo has consciousness. The chair that you sit on has consciousness. Everything has consciousness. So great. Everything has consciousness. Now what? Even playing field. You are not superior to anything or anyone. And that's what you got to get. Like, you are not superior as in better than anything or anyone. However, you are at the helm, at the command of your reality. So you're the one sort of directing things. You're the director or the orchestrator. You're the maestro of your reality, right? Sometimes I see people, you know, letting their dogs or their kids or, you know, someone or someone else be the conductor of their reality. They're the one that's in charge, especially with dogs, right? We always see this. We say, oh, my dog wants this, my dog wants that. But then the dog runs the life, right? You can do that. And you might be listening to your dog. You might have given your dog the position of CEO of your reality. Sometimes Mojo is the CEO of my reality, especially when he wants food from the table. Don't always give it to him, but sometimes, right? But really, truly, you are the commander. You are the one that's commanding your reality. So if you're the one that's commanding your reality, that doesn't mean that you are enforcing your will upon other things. It means that you can orchestrate. So when you're orchestrating, when you're the maestro, when you're commanding energy, you're including everything. You're including all of the, you know, all of the instruments, all of the people playing the instruments in the orchestra, right? All of it to work together. So when our reality is working all together, when it's in harmony, then there's a lot of magic that can happen in harmony. Okay. Now, this concept isn't for, you know, people who just want to be told what to do, you know, in life and follow rules and things like that. There really are no rules for talking to things, right? But when we start engaging to communicate with everything in our reality, what starts to happen is everything sort of lights up. Everything will communicate back with you. And you might start hearing things in your mind. You might start getting messages. You might start getting little awarenesses about things, right? Now, I know that a lot of people that come into my field are already talking to things, but we're going to take this to the next level as well. So let's do the basics first. So first of all, we're on an equal playing field, but you are the commander. You're the orchestrator, the maestro, right? So when you are sort of leading the conversation or initiating the conversation, admitting that you can have the conversation, then we can start having these really amazing conversations. So one of the first times I really, really, really acknowledged this was it showed up in a really funny way for me. And that was that I was always told by my mother that I was messy. And I was messy. Except when I wasn't. And I like to be organized and neat sometimes, but I was normally pretty messy, especially in my bedroom, especially cooking. After I would bake a cake or something, or brownies, which was one of my favorite, chocolate chip cookies was always a favorite too, there'd be a massive mess in the kitchen. Right? So I found myself in my 30s living alone, and I just had this really sort of untidy, not disgusting or anything, but untidy space that I was living in. And the kitchen was always a mess. It was always dishes around. There was always something on the counter. There was always something to clean up in the kitchen. And so at this particular house, to come in, you know, when you come in the house, you sort of walk through the kitchen. So every time I came and went from the house, I would be looking at this kitchen that was always messy. And of course, I was working at home at that point. So I was always in my house. And even if I was in my office or if I was on the couch or wherever, I could see the kitchen, or I was walking in and out of the kitchen, and I'd be aware of this messy kitchen. And every time I would walk in or walk by, I would hear in my head, gosh, you're just so messy. You just can't seem to keep things clean. Why can't you keep things clean? You're just so messy. Over and over and over and over in my head. And I thought that I was just judging myself. I thought, you know, that's obviously comes from my childhood. That's what I was told. That's what I believe about myself. And see, it's pretty obvious. See, it's pretty obvious that I'm messy. Even though I tried, right? I would try to clean things up, and I'd try to force myself to and do a timer and all the things. It just never really worked. And then one day I was sitting in my living room, and it occurred to me, And I heard the little voice in my head saying, oh, the kitchen is just a mess. And for some weird reason, it occurred to me that maybe that wasn't actually my judgment of myself. Because it showed up literally out of nowhere. And I thought, wait a second. What if the kitchen is talking to me? And this light bulb went on in my head. And I looked over to my right, to the kitchen. And I went, are you talking to me? And I got chills and a big fat yes screaming in my head. And it just, something clicked in. And I went, oh my gosh. This whole time this kitchen has been, this whole time I thought I was judging myself. It's actually been the space, the kitchen, talking to me. It wanted to be cleaned. But my filters turned, hey, we'd like to be clean now. My filters, my lens, self-judgment lens, turned that into, you're messy. And in that moment, I was like, what? Felt like a crazy person. But I wasn't crazy. I went and cleaned the kitchen in 10 minutes, and my whole energy felt completely different. And that was when I really realized in a massive way that the spaces, everything is conscious. And I had heard the concept before, but I didn't have that real of experience for myself yet until that moment. So I started paying attention. I started paying attention to my space. So I started paying attention to my bedroom, my bed that was never made. I started making my bed. I started paying attention to my closet. I started to pay attention to colors. I started paying attention to what was in my house, how I felt within that. And I started talking to everything. And when I started paying attention and communicating with everything, it was amazing how much got created, because all of these things that were just in my head, I realized were not originated from my head. They were coming from the space, communicating something to me, a vibrational message that would be communicated in my system as something. I switched those communications from, you know, thinking that they were just judgments in my head or whatever, to, hey, what's this trying to communicate to me here? And then I was talking to everything, right? So I'm talking to my kitchen, I'm talking to my wardrobe, I'm talking to all my little knickknacks or my art. And what this turned into was crafting a space that supported me. And so every time I would walk in my house, energetically, it was lighter. Energetically, it was like, hi, we're happy to see you. Not, hey, we'd like to be cleaned. And so as I grew with this, just with my space alone, I started to realize how much stuff was in my house that didn't actually belong there anymore. It was stuff I either inherited or I was just keeping around because it was just the stuff we had in the house. And I started really looking at, what would I like here? What actually contributes to me? So I happened to be moving shortly after this, big epiphany, literally a life-changing epiphany. And I thought to myself, maybe this is a good time to see what really contributes to me and only take what is required, like what I use, or what lights me up, what sparks joy, like Marie Kondo says, right? What sparks joy? What do I think is beautiful? What literally is generative for me? What gives me energy? So I went through my whole house and there wasn't a lot that was generative. There wasn't a lot that sparked joy. So I sold the couch. I sold pretty much all of my office stuff. I sold everything almost except for my bed and, you know, basics that I needed. And I ended up moving into this beautiful woman's house that I got to rent a room from in this gorgeous place that was just so beautiful in Washington Park in Denver, Colorado. And I didn't need a lot of stuff, so it was perfect. It was so perfect. I just had my bedroom stuff and she had her whole place furnished. And I got to just let it all go. And it was one of the most liberating and freeing things that I did. But on the way to letting all of this stuff go, I had a lot of my familial conversations going on in my head, which kind of sound like, keep everything. You paid money for that. That could be useful one day. You should keep that. And that wasn't true for me. That wasn't true for me. I did not want to keep everything. I wanted to let things go. So I consciously shifted that pattern for myself by holding two garage sales. First, I sold as much as I possibly could. And then all of a sudden, it just sort of stopped selling. So the next weekend, I actually gave all of the rest of it away. And it was scary and liberating at the same time. So I, in the States, we have, or I don't even know if it's still around, Craigslist. I posted on Craigslist free stuff, and I just posted pictures of all of it. And I just took it all outside the front of the garage. I gave people my address, and I just kept taking box after box after box of stuff. And people came and took all of it, all of it. So I watched these things that I had bought or I had been carrying around or whatever, like all of my things, that just literally walk away. And at one point I was like, wow, did I really just do that? Because I had spoken to each one of these things. I asked it, are you contributing to me? Can you contribute to me? Are you lighting me up or not? All of the things that left were, every single one of them, were things that were not contributing to me, that did not spark joy, were not useful. And that was liberating. Wow. Wow. So liberating. So I ended up having a small storage unit that I had just for a bunch of businessy sort of things and records and stuff like that. And things I knew I was going to need when I moved and had a new home or whatever, but it wasn't a lot. Having the space be everything I intentionally chose, I orchestrated, I commanded my space by intentionally choosing beautiful things in my space and what was useful, created a home base, a space for me to live in that was a contribution to me. And by talking to all of these things, there becomes this relationship where they are contributing to you, they're supporting you. And they might tell you things like, ooh, this picture doesn't go on this wall, it goes on this wall over here. So you all of a sudden get this hit to go, oh, I'm going to move this over here, right? So that's sort of context for space and things. Now, let's talk about talking to your business. So I started talking to my business probably before the house and the stuff, right? And as I'm talking to my business, I'm asking the business, hey, what can get created here? Hey, what is possible here? How do you want to be sold? How do you want to be out in the world? And as I'm getting awarenesses, it becomes this beautiful dance with my business, with my finances, with my money. And one of the things I love doing with my money is asking if, you know, if I invest in this, will it create a return on investment? And I did this, the first time I did this and I knew it worked was I had an event that I really wanted to go to that was in another state. And I didn't have any, hardly had any money. I was so broke at the time. But I knew I needed to be there intuitively. I just knew I needed to be there. So I had to buy the plane ticket and then I had to buy the hotel room and I borrowed a car from my dad at the time who lived in where we were going. And obviously would have to buy food and stuff like that. So I figured out how much it was going to be. And then I sat there and I asked, hey, if I invest in this opportunity for myself, will it make me my money back? Like, will all of this money come back to me? And I got a resounding yes in my awareness. And I was like, really? Wow, that's cool. And then I asked, will it 3x my investment here? And I got a bigger yes. I was like, wow, really? Wow, this is cool. And then I asked, will it 10x? And I got another yes. I was like, wow, okay. That's really cool. So then I got really cheeky and I asked, will it 100x my investment? And my whole body lit up and I got a yes. I went, wow. So this investment right here, by choosing this, will create somehow, I don't know how, I didn't know how, I still don't know how it all happened, because you don't have to know the hows. You have to ask the questions and follow your awareness on them. Take that action. But it will 100x this investment. So I went for it. Right? And I can't account for the 100x that came back, because when you're working with consciousness, it's not only money that you're accounting for. It's also energy. It's also experience. It's also connecting points. So like by me being there, then other things happen and other things catalyze, and then you learn something and then you take a different action. So you're kind of taking a different timeline by choosing something like that. But one of the things that did happen is I got a return on my investment. I got all my money back by being at the event. People paid me almost the exact amount that I had spent in a variety of ways. And I was like, wow, this really works. So talk to your money. Ask it if each choice, if you invest in it, will contribute to you. Okay, now I was doing a presentation at a mastermind this weekend, and the mastermind is all about properties, right? It's about fixing and flipping properties and commercial properties and properties, everybody getting their dream home, stuff like that. So I thought to myself, wow, wouldn't it be cool to teach everybody how to talk to the properties? Wouldn't that be cool? So that was one of the things I got to teach everybody. So I'm going to share with you a little bit about what I taught them. The first thing is properties, land, definitely has consciousness. They have personalities of their own, and they want you. They want you to talk to them. They're like screaming at you to talk to them, right? And when you're doing a fix and flip, right, or even you're looking for your next home or even your dream home or even commercial property, right, you're always looking for, there's parameters, right? You're looking for a set of parameters, right? And when you're putting it out there into the ethers, into the quantum field and saying, hey, where's the house that is like this? Where's this kind of property? Where's a property that we can fix up and sell for a profit? And here's the kind of profit we're looking for. Where's the match? Where's the resonant match? Then you're putting those vibes out there, and then there's going to be a property that says, hey, I'm over here. Right? And it's going to communicate with you in some way. And so much of the time, they come in these weird ways where you're like, whoa, that just sort of came out of nowhere. Or somebody introduces it to you, or it just pops up, or you're like the first one to see it. Or maybe it's been on the market for a long time, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, there it is. I hear this all the time when people communicate with properties, is they just sort of show up, and you kind of just know. So you kind of just know that it's like, oh yeah, there we go, that's the one. And you might even sort of intuitively know that before you've even run the numbers or done the specs. There's some sort of resonance there. So when you are communicating with properties, there can be this underlying knowing, but it's not attached, like attachment. You're not attached to it. Like, oh, this is the perfect one. This is the only one we can have. No, not like that at all. That'll sort of negate your awareness, because that's when you start bypassing red flags and you don't really want to look at everything. You've just attached yourself to this is the one, whether it's this is the dream home and then it has like terrible problems like black mold or something in it, or you're like, this is the one, this is the property that's going to make us money, and then it's a total dud. It's actually not going to, for a variety of reasons, right? So we want to not be attached to it, but also tuning in to our awareness in this conversation. So we can ask questions like, hey, future house that we're going to buy and make a lot of money on. Hey, who wants to be fixed up by us? Right. And then it's just even saying that I could perceive a bunch of properties out there saying, me, 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 I want an upgrade. I want an updo. Come on. I want one. Right. And then it's like, hey, properties, which ones can make me some money? And then you go, oh, yeah. Some of them are like, yeah, I'll make you some money. Yeah. Right. And it's like, which ones fit all the other parameters that we have? Right. And then you can perceive those. Right. It's like, great. So let me know. Like, let me know where you are. And let me know loud and clear. You watch, those properties will find you somehow, and you will find them. In the linear reality, we think we need to do a lot of searching and go through everything and study and do all the things, right? It's a lot of work to do that. But when you're communicating with things, then they just sort of pop. So you might be looking at a list of properties and you're like, how about that one? And I love the question. And I you hear me say this all the time. It's like, just ask, show me where you are. And you might see it with your eyes. You might intuit it with your perception. You might hear a voice that says, ooh, look at this one. You might see it in your mind's eye. You might have a deja vu moment, right? It doesn't matter the how it shows up. But if you start asking, show me. Now, obviously, you can apply this to your business, to clients, right? Like, hey, are there clients out there that would love to work with me? Are there clients out there that are meant to work with me? Oh, look at that. You've got the consciousness of your clients. You're talking to them before you even meet them. How much fun is that? Hey, come and find me. I got these things out there. Hey, if you want to work with me, come and find me. Another question I like asking is, hey, what can I create so it's clear to you, and I'm talking to the potential clients, so that you know you're meant to work with me, that working with me will catalyze something in your life. Isn't that fun? So talk to your water, talk to your food, talk to your protein shakes, talk to the ocean, talk to your bodies, talk to everything. See what you start to discover. And what magical reality starts appearing right in front of your eyes. As you know, I talk to the kangaroos. I talk to the ducks. I talk to the trees. I talk to the grass. I talk to freaking everything. I talk to the whales. I was talking to the whales out the window yesterday. And I was like, am I going to get to see you? And then literally like an hour later, they're frolicking and I can see them out there. What other magic can you ask for from the quantum field that surprises and delights you, that allows you to have the experience of magical living, that allows you to tap into what is actually available for you? All right, I hope you enjoyed this session, and I wonder what else is available for you. You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Gori Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorimichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.